That sounds good. I like it. Well, welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And it is May the 31st, 2022. Tomorrow's starting June. And I hope you had a good Memorial Day, weekend and good time. It's kind of hard to do that in the wake of this Texas shooting at Robb Elementary with all this going on and how that's unfolding. And, this kind of seems very much like Sandy Hook. It's almost a repeat of Sandy Hook in so many aspects. And and we all kind of rush immediately to try to find the discrepancies in the story and what really took place and all that. But you know what? I'm just kind of flat out tired of all that stuff. I'm tired of thinking like that. I'm tired of trying to be a private individual investigator. When I think what we have is a real lack of understanding of the law today that allows these things to go on, and which tries to, our solution. Mark Anderson he's on the road, but he's also here, it says. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm fine, Ron. I didn't want to interrupt your introductory monologue in any way, but this was just a good time to get on the queue to call in. But I'm doing fine. I'm north of the Falfurrias checkpoint in South Texas, and it's a partly cloudy day. And as you're saying there, our understanding of the law is even cloudier.
Yes, I'm glad you're here. And hey, everybody, Mark and I are going to have dinner together at our favorite Mexican restaurant in Seguin. So y'all go have fun too, because we're going to have fun. But anyway, as I do have some things I want to talk about, and that is that we need to come to a point where the law just simply does not permit some of the government activity, or even the activity of individuals and the activity of the mass media cartel after one of these shootings. Because you see, thanks to 9/11, we have now what we call terrorism laws on terrorism, and we've had laws on conspiracy for years. Well, when you put the conspiracy laws together with the terrorism laws, guess what? You can't have people out in the public after one of these shooting events demanding for alteration of the law. And you see, the Second Amendment is the law. It's the law of the land. Thou shalt not disarm the American public. And that means anything that the military has, the individual may also have. This whole thing, this is a military weapon, and this does military damage, and this shoots fast, and this holds a lot of bullets, is absolutely irrelevant. In fact, the Second Amendment covers those much better than other weapons. The Second Amendment does not cover water guns or slingshots. Reason? They're ineffective at defending the people from tyranny. So the Second Amendment defends the people from tyranny. Tyranny is when the government starts doing things it has no authority to do, and it does it with police and military power. So these people that are jumping on this bandwagon to disarm the American people after one of these shootings is actually using harm and violence to alter the law of the land. That is called terrorism. Yeah, how many people really knew that all these people on TV now, and including Joe Biden, has joined a conspiracy to commit disarmament terrorism? Because the object of the terrorism going on here is disarmament. Now, if we remove the benefit of these disarmament people that want to disarm the American public, and don't tell me these people in government don't want to do it, because we have the actual law that they, it's not a law, but it's a State Department program that they put out. It's called Freedom from War. It's calling for the complete disarmament of the United States. Complete, I'm not looking at it, but it's complete and thorough disarmament. Well, that's just against the law of the United States of America. That State Department document needs to be trashed. I think it's number 7277. That thing needs to be set on fire and destroyed. It's against the law of the land. It's an unlawful treaty. And the person that even suggested that and put that up through the UN, I forgot what president it was, that was a bad thing they did. And so what we need to get to is the law. Well, it just so happens this time, I by the way, if you want to go read my new, I'm going to cover that in this presentation. I've written a bill to prevent disarmament terrorism by blocking the goal of mass shootings and removal of the federal motive to disarm the American public. And it's about 4 pages long. And then I also, I'd even forgotten this, but I did a nice 8.5 by 11 folding document that's 4 pages folded up, you know, folded in half. And it's entitled Disarmament Terrorism. And I published this back on Wednesday, September the 18th, 2019. And we passed these out in mass at the 3rd San Antonio Town Hall meeting on mass shootings. And I bet we passed out 100 of these things. And there were a bunch of people there. And guess what? It covers the same thing that's in this bill that I'm fixing to read here. And anyway, is there something you'd like to add to as we're going along here, Mark?
I would make an observation that it's interesting that the Second Amendment, being one of the 10 amendments known as the Bill of Rights, in the larger document, the Constitution, it's interesting that people, especially of a more, quote, liberal persuasion, in the mass media cartel, in many of the internationalist think tanks, and many among the deluded public, don't recognize the Constitution itself, especially the Second Amendment, as a law. They seem to think it's some sort of libertarian excess or libertarian extremism that is just sort of scribbled on a piece of paper somewhere. And it was written by extremists from the 18th century in some antiquated declaration of gun rights. They don't seem to realize that it's the law of the land with a capital L. It's treated as if it's just something scurrilous, you know, scurrilous, whatever the word is, something extremist.
Yes, it's kind of like suggestions or just kind of good ideas. It's not anything that really carries the weight of the law, you know, like theft or murder. They seem to think that they've made everything in the Constitution just a matter of public debate. That's what they've really done. rather than some of these things being principles that God-given and God rights that we have that are God-given and immutable. See, that's the one thing about the Second Amendment. That's an immutable thing. You don't change that. That's not something you have a, let's all get together now, let's just discuss this and see if we really want to keep this thing or not. And maybe we don't tone that thing down or just shave a little of that off or, hell, just get rid of the whole thing. It's kind of an annoying thing. No, that's not what you do with some of these. Some of these things in the Constitution are immutable. They're unchangeable. Even if you changed them, it wouldn't change your right under the in the kingdom of heaven under God's law to defend yourself against all comers, including the government. Now that's what people don't get.
Yeah, that's very well put, and that's more precise to the point. But they, you know, through the through academia and the way they've turned the K-12 schools into kind of a godless institution. They put in the place of God this idea that man is his own arbiter, that we're the author of our lives, that there's no higher power, there's no God-given eternal principles, there's no such thing as immutable law. So therefore, whoever gets into power, like Chuckie Schumer, can just change things at whim because there's no such thing as eternal principles anyway. And so there's a whole different mindset. They don't even recognize a God from which to get God-given freedoms. So it's been changed in a very fundamental way. So, yeah, they think, and here they take an oath to office to uphold and defend the Constitution, and both parties, all the parties should at least recognize that much, but especially the Democrats and too many Republicans still don't recognize that even though they take an oath, they turn around and act like it's all up for grabs, you know, that they can just change things at whim. I mean, if that's what they think, they don't even belong in public office.
That's correct. I mean, they treat the oath to defend the Constitution more like just a dry ceremony, you know, and essentially a meaningless ceremony. It's just one of those things you have to do to get into office, you know, like filling out the form, you know, to run for office. You got to tell them your full name and, you know, and then, you know, don't forget to take that oath now. Okay. It's just to activate your office. It doesn't really mean anything.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's, and this is why we've ended up with this public discussing disarming the American people, which is against the law. See, what they're advocating is let's break the law. Because this wacko went out and killed some people with a gun, let's break the law and disarm everybody in America so that they are completely defenseless to military and government tyranny. Now, that's just not right. I mean, that is, and my point is, if we get rid, if we stop this and really make the law, enforce these people, see, when you agree to be the advocate of the alteration of the law of the land as the result of harm, you have joined a conspiracy to use harm to alter the law. That's simply conspiracy to commit terrorism. And this needs to go down in the law, and these people need to be arrested for this stuff. You start yelling for the disarmament of the American people after a shooting where people were killed or even pretended to be killed or even threatened to be killed. Those people should be arrested as conspirators to commit disarmament terrorism.
You know, what's interesting, too, is the dichotomy they always make between the state and privately owned guns. You'll notice that ultimately the anti-gunners are not anti-gun in an absolute sense. They're anti-private gun. They really have no qualms about the state having a armed monopoly. And that's the worst thing. That's why there's a Second Amendment. It's not just to guarantee the right to bear arms. It's to prevent a armed monopoly, where the state has not only the badges but all the guns. And so,
well, yes, yes, because in fact, even the Constitution itself does not permit a federal standing army, and most people have never heard of that before either. But under the Constitution of the United States, there is not to be a continually federal standing army. After 2 years of a declared war, after 2 years it's over, they can fund the federal government after a declared war is over, they can continue to fund a standing army for only 2 years. After that, no more money, no more funding. All the military equipment is returned to the respective states. That means the only continually standing armies can be state militias, fully armed.
That's right. That's pretty much the Switzerland model, with a few minor differences. That's the Swiss model. That they don't really have a activated standing army. It's just a state militia and the armed people. And if they need an army, they can call it into service, but they generally don't. And there's even houses in Switzerland that look like regular homes that are actually armories for the average citizen to get a gun if they don't have one at home.
Yes, and the whole purpose, as well explained by Alexander Hamilton in Federalist Letter Number 29, lays out why the armed militia was necessary, and to have everything that any federal army would ever have, and know how to use it, and even be trained on it, so that the people know how to use powerful weapons, and the point of this was to prevent a continual standing federal army. They thought the federal standing armies or continually standing armies was evil because they had suffered under these in Europe. Because all a king needed to do was make a war, and that took care of any local and domestic turmoil. They would just start a foreign war, and all the mamas would start crying about their babies in the foreign war. And they use that here now, just like they did in Europe.
Yeah, interesting. And imagine in a town like Uvalde, if we had the system you were talking about. In fact, any town in America, it would be very perilous for someone to take a gun and commit a crime or to contemplate a crime going into the cities and towns in America if we had the model you're talking about, where the average person could be assumed to be armed, and schools would automatically have armed marshals or just citizens that serve as armed guards, just like retirement homes or any place where a lot of people are gathered, hospitals. Anybody contemplating a crime carried out with a gun would be crazy to even try it.
Absolutely. And even young people under a model like that know how to use firearms. I mean, that stuff is transmitted pretty early. It would be very dangerous to do that, even in a classroom, possibly. But anyway, we got a break coming up, and so everybody stay with us, and we'll be right back after this word.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
I like the sound of that. Thanks, Julie. That's some good stuff. Anyway, welcome back, everybody, to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery, and Mark Anderson's on the line with us. And I just want to, first of all, let you know where you can find some of these documents we're talking about today. Go to lawfulgovernment.com and then click on the little militia man in the middle, and it'll take you to that part of the site that's based on militias and their lawfulness and what their purpose is. And and if you go to the left hand, hello, somebody online? I heard something. Anyway, go to the left hand menu, go down to number 18. It says flyer handed out at 3rd Town Hall in San Antonio on mass shootings corrected and expanded. Okay, so you click on that, and it'll take you to that nice flyer that I talked about in color that you can print and fold it and hand it out. And it talks about disarmament terrorism and what it is, and that's what we're really seeing. If the government had no incentive to disarm the American people, first of all, we know they have incentive to do that. They've signed a UN contract to do that. So they need to, first of all, give that up. But we will free ourselves if we pass some of this law that I'm fixing to read to you, this bill I've proposed, and we pass this thing, it would take all the drive out of mass shootings to obtain their object, which is disarmament of the American public. I know it would slow it down, but let's say it didn't stop it entirely. At least we would know that it was a crackpot for sure, a nut job, a real nut job, and nobody else was involved in it. No sane people that are trying to disarm us, because there was no incentive for it. And if you made it unlawful for to advocate disarmament or the alteration of the law of the land as a result of mass shootings, there simply would not be any drive to do one, because the object would be removed from the event. And they definitely have an object in mass shootings, which is disarmament of the American people. That's what it is. As I said on Mark's show the other day, if every time after one of these mass shootings, all we heard was we need to buy pineapple from Panama, you would begin to say, this sounds like pineapple import terrorism. Because every time one of these dang things happen, we're hearing about buying pineapple from Panama. You know, I mean, this is, and what do we, exactly, what do we hear every time after disarm the American people? I'm sick of it.
Hey, Ron, can I chime in a sec?
Sure, go ahead.
There's one thing I'll say now and one thing I'll say right after the bottom of the hour, and I'll let you read your law, and I'll probably hang up a little while after the bottom of the hour. But one of the things they're doing now is any kind of gangland shooting, any kind of miscellaneous shooting that really isn't all that suspicious, like Uvalde, now they're all being lumped together as mass shootings in the media. They're saying that we've had dozens, if not hundreds, of mass shootings so far in 2022, but they're redefining mass shootings, not just four or more victims, but whether it's a drug hit, whether it's retaliation, whether it's a school thing, a church thing. Now they're all mass shootings, whether it's four of them or more are shot and died, or four of them or more are shot and no one died, or only one died. The criteria are being very generalized. So that's another thing they're doing to ramp this up.
Yes, and what that also means by them doing that they are actively involved in progressing this disarmament terrorism. And in fact, it really is I'd like to say it's a continuing conspiracy. You know, since we know that they are advocating the alteration of the law of the land as a result of the use of harm and violence, that it is, and now it's a continuing conspiracy. It started, who knows when the first one they really started using this, and it just kept going. Continual conspiracy. Okay, hang with us. We'll be right back after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Let's see, I wanted to, before I start reading this bill, which goes into pretty much detail about why we can pass this bill and why this there really is such a thing as disarmament terrorism, and what it consists of and who is participating in it and who is co-conspirators in it and how you become a co-conspirator in it and why it's against the law and why co-conspirators end up carrying the full liability of the event itself, even though they personally did not do the harm or the damage or the violence. So we're going to that's why it's important to read this bill. But also I wanted to mention one other big thing about this last weekend. It happens to have been last Friday was Ascension Day, the day that Christ ascended into the kingdom of heaven above. He was in the heaven, in the kingdom at all times, but he went back to the Father in heaven above to sit down in the throne on Friday, last Friday, over 2,000 years ago. So that's a big day in Christianity, and I question, did your church really celebrate that, or did they celebrate Memorial Day? So anyway, and if you go to livestream.com/Ron Avery, and then click on Sunday Talk 3, the first thing there is my little 23-minute talk on the Ascension and why it's important, the most important Christian day of the year. So anyway, Mark, is there anything else you'd like to add before I get into reading it? I think we have another call or two. I think, well, Mark's gone. Oh, Mark's back. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add, Mark?
Yeah, very briefly, Ron, and I'll let you go. There is a terrorism handbook that actually gets into how to make bombs, how to blow a bridge, that was actually made available for popular sale like 20 years ago. I don't remember the exact name of it. And here's this terrorism handbook that tells you all these tactical things to do in terms of weaponry, in terms of sabotage. But it states in that very handbook that the purpose of terrorism is not the violence itself. The violence is just a means to the end. And the end game is to change the political and legal structure of the victim nation.
Right, right. Yes. And that's what's happening to us. We are suffering right now from disarmament terrorism. And if we actually, if we pass this law that I've written, and by the way, I've submitted this bill to the governor of Texas, to my state representative in the House, Texas House, and to my U.S. senators, and also sent it to Biden. He's a co-conspirator. He needs to know what he's really entered into, and what these other people that keep advocating these alterations of the law based on the violence of another. It doesn't matter whether it's committed by another or not. If you join in to the, you've agreed to the object of the harm, which is to alter the law. Well, you're now co-conspirator. You don't have to know these people. You don't have to know all the people in a conspiracy to become a conspirator. All you have to do is agree to the design. The design is you go kill children in an elementary school, and then you advocate for the disarmament of the American people against the law of the land. That's a conspiracy. People that do that have joined it. So anyway, I'll go ahead and take another caller now, Mark. And thanks for joining us, Mark. And we'll see you later this afternoon at our favorite Mexican restaurant. Okay.
If it's okay with Julie, I'm going to have her just let me listen to your reading. So go ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to talk to James here too. I hope I can read fast enough, but go ahead, James. What's up?
Yeah, I have a question, and you don't need to answer it. I can answer it for you. But have you ever looked at the British Constitution?
No, I have not.
That's a trick question, because you'll never see it, because it doesn't exist. They don't have a constitution. I studied law at the University of London and also at Cambridge. My constitutional, my professor for the British Constitution was the same guy that taught John Cleese. His name was John Hopkins. And it's all up to the Queen. There's no rules. There's no law about how you make law, you see? And this is what was so different about what happened in the United States, is Tom Paine said they got a constitution about how to make law, you see? And Tom Paine knew what was going on, and he, it was based again heavily on John Locke's philosophy. Well,
correct.
What happened in Dunblane in March of 1996, I was in Hong Kong with a whole lot of blue bloods up in the mountains of Hong Kong Island, and word came down about this Dunblane massacre. Well, all of these hotshots, these are lawyers, you know, and judges and cops, they all believed what happened, what the news reported. And I just looked at a bunch of pictures about Dunblane, and I don't see any ambulances. I don't see anything like that, see? All I see is flowers and, you know, people saying, and then there's these kids who are survivors, right? But we got a real problem here.
I agree. Yes.
And now in the United States, you got the First Amendment, which says, I get to say something, what's on my mind about my political leaders. Second Amendment, I get to defend my rights. Now, people around the world who are trying to take the United States over, and I'll say the name China, they don't want you to have guns. That's plain and simple.
That's right.
And they're the they're the investment bankers. All these hotshot investment bankers thinking they're going to buy up everything like BlackRock, whatever, you name it, right? And taking all the industry out of the United States. Now they're saying, well, yeah, no, you can't have your guns anymore because, well, we really want to make you slaves. So this is infuriating to me, and I just want to share that with you and let people know. The British government doesn't have a constitution. It's all up to that queen.
You're right, James. And you're from Vancouver, and you studied at places that ought to know, and taken law there, and that's incredible. That's a very good call, James, and thank you for, you know, I didn't think they had a constitution, but you asked me if I'd read it. I certainly hadn't read it, so you're right.
You ain't going to read it.
That's right.
It don't exist.
That's right. That was one of the essential differences between America and England was that law was derived not from the king or queen, but from property, the principles of property, and that it recognized that all men had life, liberty, and possessions. And that government sprang from the defense of property. Now, as John Locke said, the sole purpose of government is the protection of property, life, liberty, and his estate.
Well, anyway, I'm just calling, and I want everyone to think about that real hard, because they say we got a constitution up in Canada. We don't got it, but I'll let you go, sir.
All right. Thanks, James. And I want everybody to know he's from Vancouver, Canada. You know, so he knows, and he's advocating the American system while in Canada. I think that's very nice. Appreciate it, James. Okay, I doubt that I'm going to be able to read this whole bill here. I'll maybe start on it or something. But what I will do is tell you where you can read this bill, and again, it goes, and I want you to print it out. I'd like for you to copy this or just send the link. You'll see the link here, so you could just copy the link and send it to your congressmen, your senators, your House of Representative people, and to your governor and to whoever represents you anywhere, because this is super important, because I just can't see us continuing down this road of, okay, here's another one of these mass shootings. What are they not telling us? Let's look into this. Let's look into that. Who said that? They didn't really do that. This really didn't happen. And look at the fallout we've had from Sandy Hook. We've had Alex Jones sued and suffering severely. We've had the Bushmaster put out of business and $73 million taken from them. And by the way, none of this involved what really happened at Sandy Hook. The Alex Jones case, Alex Jones stipulated to the facts in the case, saying, okay, everything that Soto Those people said, I think it was Heslin. Everything Heslin said is true. So he just agreed to it. Well, that was a suicidal thing. And then in the Soto versus Bushmaster case, in this motion to strike, which failed, they assumed, they had to assume that everything Soto said about Sandy Hook, which was the mass media cartel's version, was true. So all of these people lost, and never was anything tried about whether or not Sandy Hook really happened. And the only one that's challenging this to the bone marrow was whether it really happened or not was James Fetzer. And now he's in the United States Supreme Court challenging the broken down fraud, what would you call it, an unsound summary judgment process where they really conduct a non-jury trial that looks like a summary judgment, and that's what happened to him. And so anyway, I just wanted you to look at that, and so go to again, lawfulgovernment.com, and click on the little militia man in the middle. And then on the very first page, it says, "Welcome to SCAT," which is Sovereign Citizens Armed Against Tyranny. And in the green letters, it tells you about the bill a little bit. And then it has a link under it. It says, "Stop Disarmament Terrorism Bill, PDF." So you can copy that or click on it, open it, and send that link in all these little forms that your congressmen have, and send it to them, and ask them to really create and sponsor something along those lines, use it as a model to get something done to stop this terrorism, this disarmament, because that's really what it is. It's disarmament terrorism. It needs to be stopped. And so anyway, I believe I'm alone now. Of course, I've only got a few minutes to go here. Maybe Julie will let me skip the next break and I can read more of this bill. But it's still about 4 pages long, so I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. So she says, okay, so we're going to do it. All right, this is a bill to prevent disarmament terrorism by blocking the goal of mass shootings and removal of federal motive to disarm the American public. Whereas it is impossible to guard the defenseless or protect a small group of defenseless people by disarming the entire population. This is known by natural law of reason. And whereas no crime may be prevented by the commission of a greater crime, that again is known by natural law of reason. And whereas no crime can justify the disarmament of the American people, a greater crime, natural law of reason again. And whereas it is against the law of the land to disarm the American people and make them defenseless to tyranny imposed by military and our police force, that's the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. And whereas the need for effective firearms... Is somebody on the line there? Somebody's having a big drink of a soda water, I think. Anyway, here we go. Okay, whereas the use of whereas the need for effective firearms sufficient to repel military and police arms is not perceived until they are removed, the crime of the deranged cannot be made the justification for disarmament of the American people. Speaking of taking a drink, I got to do that. Okay. And whereas the use of violence, real, threatened, or pretended, to alter the land, the law of the land, is terrorism, and you can look it up, 18 U.S.C. section 2331, paragraph 5, And those who advocate the alteration or abolition of the Second Amendment of the United States of America based upon the violence done by another has agreed to use the use of violence to alter the law of the land. And whereas a person becomes a conspirator by knowing the purpose of a conspiracy and by executing a part of that plan to effectuate its purpose, and may drop in and out of a continuing conspiracy, and they need not know the other conspirators or their roles, and their agreement is revealed by their actions or circumstantial evidence. This can all be found in the United States versus Podlog. 35 Federal 3rd, 699, 705, 2nd Circuit, 1994. All right, Black's Law Dictionary, 6th edition, page 309 to 310. As you can see, much of this law is already in place. It's just using the law that's already here and putting it together. Whereas all conspirators share the full liability of the harm done by the crime in pursuit of the end or purpose of the conspiracy, that's in Congressional Research Service, Federal Conspiracy Law, and I have a link to it there. And whereas one who advocates the alteration or abolition of the Second Amendment by the use of violence, real, threatened, or pretended, done by another unknown to them, has become a conspirator to commit disarmament terrorism. And whereas one who advocates the alteration of the Second Amendment by use of violence, real, threatened, or pretended, done by another, even if they are a victim or survivor of a victim of the same, has become a conspirator in a conspiracy to disarm the American public against the Second Amendment. Isn't that amazing? Even those that have been harmed by the person, they can't do it either. It's simply the use of violence. You see, it's the use of violence to alter the law. They can't use violence as a predicate, as a pretext for the alteration of the law. Whereas it is against the law to randomly kill men, women, and children with any kind of device, it cannot be maintained that the manufacturer of that device is responsible for the crime of a deranged person who commits a crime using that device. And whereas the manufacturer of firearms, which are effective in defense against governments imposing tyranny by the use of military and police weapons, is necessary to actuate the purpose of the Second Amendment in the defense of life, liberty, and possessions of the individual, the state, and the nation. Whereas it is unlawful to disarm the American people, and it is a conspiratorial act to advocate the disarmament of the American people by the use of violence done by another unknown to them, it is also a conspiratorial act to advocate the closing and financial ruin of the manufacturers of effective anti-tyranny firearms. Aren't we getting tired of the use of gun violence and assault weapons? Okay, I kind of stopped reading there. Let me read here some more. Okay, whereas the one thing all the mass shootings over the last 30 years have in common is the cry to disarm the American people against the law of the land and to make them defenseless to tyranny. And whereas many occupying and seeking public office are willing to boldly become participants in a conspiracy to disarm the American people by advocating the alteration or abolition of the Second Amendment, and whereas the only real way to slow and stop mass shootings is to remove and block the ability of those in positions of power, both visible and hidden, to disarm the American people by the use of mass shootings. And whereas the United States has entered an unlawful UN treaty entitled, quote, freedom from war, unquote, in violation of the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution, calling for the complete and total disarmament, including small arms, in a peaceful world. And I have a link to that piece of trash document. Okay. At least I think I'm going to get through the whereases. And then you'll just have to go to this document and finish reading it there. Okay, whereas such an agreement with the UN gives those in federal and state offices a motive to use mass shootings as a pretext to disarm the American people against the law of the land in pursuit of the goal of such a treaty. And whereas the holding of public office does not insulate one from being liable for harm done in a conspiracy to use mass shootings as a pretext to disarm the American public against the law of the land, and whereas the enactment of laws and penalties against the use of mass shootings as a pretext to disarm the American public against the law of the land will reduce, if not stop, this otherwise unexplainable rise and increased frequency of this mass shooting phenomenon. Enactment. So there. So after those, that's the completion of the whereases or the purpose. Then I get into, I think there's, let's see, eight, there's about 10 things here. There's six of them with some subpoints, actual laws creating the penalties for some of these, up to about $100,000 in 5 years in a federal penitentiary. Then the amending and repealing treaties, I've got two things under there to get rid of things like federal laws and codes, statutes that refer to assault weapons, which actually do not exist. All they're doing is trying to remove effective defense weapons from the American public. So anyway, thank everybody for tuning in today and hearing this. And thank you to my guest for chiming in, Mark and James. And please go to those links. At, you can find all these documents at lawfulgovernment.com. And let's see how much time we got here. Oh, a few seconds here. So anyway, thanks for listening to everybody. Y'all have a good week. And I'll see you Thursday. See you Thursday. All right. Thank you.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
true.